Talk Back Jackson Sports. My name is Mark Daly here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We go to the sports line and welcome back to the show J-High football coach Scott Farley. Scott, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, we always like to talk about Friday night's Under the Lights football. And big game coming up this Friday. We'll talk about that here in a second with your home opener. But let's kind of just go back and revisit the first three games and where you are with the season. Starting the season off with a win at Hazlitt, and then kind of hitting bumps in the road with Grand Ledge and Chelsea. So sitting 1-2 right now on the season. What's your assessment? Are you and how do you feel about where the Vikings football team is on the season right now?
Well, you know, I think, you know, looking ahead at the schedule before the season started, you look at those first three games and think those are probably going to be maybe the three most difficult games on the schedule. And so it kind of played out that way. And we won that first game against Hazlitt under a lot of adversity. We had some transportation issues on the way up, and we had some injury issues very early in that game with some key players. And we were still able to kind of show a little bit of grit and make it through after being down at halftime and come back to win that game. The injury issues have kind of lingered and have kind of, I think, played a major issue in our poor performances the last couple of weeks. And hopefully we're starting to get back some of our key guys that have been out over the last couple of weeks.
One thing that I have been able to notice just watching some of the highlights on Max Preps is there's been flashes, there's been moments of brilliance with the offense. There you've been able to really break out either with the run game and with the air game to have some long plays and to really have caused defenses some trouble on the field.
Well, we have, we just haven't been able to put enough of those plays together to get the ball consistently in the end zone. You know, we've hurt ourselves with pre-snap penalties and some issues with that kind of thing. And so, you know, it really boils down to consistency issues we knew we were going to have with the young team. And then that's magnified when you lose some key guys.
Let's talk about some of the key guys on the team so far this year. Who's standing out for you? Who so far in these three games have been your impact players?
Well, offensively, you know, we've had a couple guys. Owando Trader had a really big game the first game against Hazlitt. And then he got injured relatively early in the Grand Ledge game and hasn't been much of a factor since. Didn't dress for the Chelsea game. Julio Pisano is playing slot for us and has been kind of a big, been our leading rusher and also our leading pass catcher. So he's been had a major impact with our offense. And he's a dynamic player, a guy that we need to continue to keep getting the ball. And then we've also got some good play from Amar Harrell, who's also a junior like Julio, and he's done a nice job for us, both rushing and catching passes.
What's the extent of Trainer's injury? Will you be able to get him back this year?
I think it's likely he'll be back this week.
I'll be good. I'll be good.
Yep.
And especially your first home game. It's kind of rare to start three games, the first three games of the season away, but there are some things going on with the field, and well, you're going to be home taking on Ypsilanti. Well, really good chance of getting back to 500 this Friday.
Well, I think we certainly got a chance, and it'll be good to be home. It's great that we're making all these construction changes around the facility, and when that's done, we'll be grateful, and we'll look back on it and think, it wasn't that bad playing three in a row on the road, but we'll be glad to be home on Friday, that's for sure.
So what do you have to do to come out with a win against Ypsilanti? What are some of the keys to the game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we've just got to be more consistent on both sides of the ball. You know, we played a very good Chelsea team last Friday, and on both sides of the ball had moments where we played very, very well and, would shut down the run and, really do a nice job defensively, and then we'd give up a couple big plays and they'd score. And the same thing kind of happened offensively, is we'd get a spurt, get a couple first downs, and then we'd kill ourselves with penalties or turnovers. And so we've just got to be consistent on both sides of the ball. And I think if we can be consistent for 48 minutes, we'll give ourselves a good chance.
All right. So that's Lanny. They're coming in without a win so far on the season. And a lot of teams, when they're kind of in that situation this early on, they kind of come in with a chip on their shoulder. What are your concerns about what Ypsilanti is going to be bringing to the field on Friday?
Well, they've got a huge offensive line, huge offensive and defensive line, and some very talented skill position kids. So, you know, we're going to have to negate that, and they're going to come in early in the game, trying to change their fortunes, and we've got to kind of weather the storm early on, I think. And if we can do that and maintain that consistency that I talked about earlier, I think we'll be okay.
All right, very good. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're also looking forward to broadcasting our first Jackson game of the season on Friday. Down the hall to the right on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. So we're looking forward to bringing that. And we really do appreciate the time and looking forward to more conversations throughout the season, Coach.
All right. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. That's Jackson High School Viking coach Scott Farley here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is Talkback Jackson Sports.